I think that takes us out of item 10, brings us to item 11 on the agenda list. Miscellaneous. Christina, staff reports.
I don't have any, but Karen does.
All right.
I do. Just a couple of things. An update on the case happening in Los Angeles County. In that county, the Los Angeles retirement system sued Los Angeles County over the responsibility, authority to appoint personnel to the retirement system and set their compensation. That case went up on appeal. The appellate court issued its decision, siding with the LACERA board, the retirement board, and finding that the retirement board has the authority under the Constitution to administer the fund, which includes appointing employees that work at the retirement office and setting compensation. This is really big news in the SERL system world because many of the other systems are having issues dealing with their county on the retirement system being able to appoint employees and set compensation. I do think that it'll be taken up for review by the Supreme Court because this decision is in conflict with another Court of Appeals decision that came down a while ago in the context of CalPERS. So it wasn't a SERL system issue, but it was CalPERS. And so I think we'll hear more from the Supreme Court, the California Supreme Court, on this case. But for now, LACERA should be congratulated for getting a good decision in its favor. And my second update is that we have arranged with the board's fiduciary council to provide to the board the required ethics training next year. It'll be in January. So Ashley Dunning will provide that mandatory ethics training for you at a board meeting in January. We'll then alternate between that and doing the fiduciary education each year. So next year in January, you'll get the ethics training, and the following year in 2026, you'll receive the fiduciary training.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question, Karen? So LACERA is suing to be more autonomous.
Correct.
Like SACERA.
Years ago.
Like SACERA set the precedent, right? So they prevailed, and L.A. County's not happy with that, so they're
correct.
Going to appeal. Okay. So is there any potential impact on SACERA's status as an autonomous? And to
no.
me, I mean, if L.A. County prevails, I mean, it's not like Contra Costa County is, I think they're happy with the arrangement we have now, but I mean, that's not going to reverse our own history, right?
It's a really, really good point that you made, David. No, I don't think it would have any impact on SACERA. In Contra Costa County, there is a statute that was adopted to allow, require basically in the SACERA situation for the Board of Retirement to be the appointing authority for personnel and for setting salaries. So that legislation created a statutory district status for SACERA. So the LACERA decision wouldn't impact SACERA in any way.
That doesn't seem like board wanting to pull back that power. Somehow, I think they're very happy with the way things are going.
No. And there was, my recollection is the statutory change devolved from a settlement agreement, right? Was there a written settlement agreement? So in order to unwind
it would be much more complex.
Yeah.
No, there's never, it's never come up.
All right. Any other questions for Karen? Seeing none, Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Very interesting. And finally, trustee comments. Any trustee comments?
I have kind of comment and question. In light what happened to Patelco, right? I mean, probably most people know. Do we have like a contingency plan? How are we going to pay retirees, if something similar happens? I mean, nobody wants it to happen, but I had Patelco for forever, and then I couldn't get any money from it. So just and with a new system coming up, right? So do we have something in the contract with them? So how, because yeah, if just basically want to continue paying people if something like that happens.
Maybe we could have a closed session to talk about our cybersecurity protections that we do have in place. I'm actually doing this on the Board of Supervisors and another committee I serve on, it's actually the full board, just because we have continued to implement in Contra Costa County some significant changes to protect us from cyber attacks, from ransomware attacks. And I think it'd be helpful to bring that to us. I serve on another agency where we just went through a very significant ransomware attack, but because we had insurance and because we were storing our data in the cloud as opposed to on a server that they got into, we had almost no disruption whatsoever. And so I think it would be helpful if we could be brought up to speed on what we're doing, but I wouldn't do it in an open session because it's confidential information that shouldn't be made privy to those who we don't want having it.
Right. So we actually have periodically scheduled closed session updates for our board, and we've done it previously under the personnel matter because it's an ongoing job responsibility and duty of the CEO. So it's a periodic report that we get. We haven't done one for several months. But what I can't remember is in the interim, and I should know the answer to this, what was the Brown Act amended finally to?
Yes,
there's a bill pending. Right. So I think at the next available opportunity, and that may not be on the 24th, but on maybe the first meeting in August, we can agenda that, take it up in closed session. I think that's appropriate. Yeah. Excellent. And we can hope that the bill passed so that the Brown Act makes clear that boards can meet in closed session to discuss cybersecurity. It's really, there's disparate practice all over the state on that item.
And just as a quick comment, since it'll be a while before we have that, we do have a business continuity plan in place, and we do have cybersecurity in place that are constantly being tested. So just as an overall very high level, we do have things. And if you want to talk with me individually, I can talk more about that. We hire a company to come in, and we rotate companies.
Not that there's
Well,
that's probably what we can't really be talking about.
Yes,
time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I don't mind saying I got a funny phishing attempt 2 weeks ago that involved two members on this board asking them to. Scott allegedly was asking me to make a payment because Scott was not available. The other Scott was not available. And did you get the same?
John got one as well.
Yeah, same. Yep. Can you please, you know, pay this money? I'll make sure we make you whole at the end. I mean, it was such a blatant phishing, so there's the more subtle things, but then there's also...
Oh, no. Yeah, we were on a patient call yesterday, and while we were there, someone from the policeman's ball called for seeking a donation.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that all the time. That's just...
I think if Dennis was asking, we know why.
Remember we're using gift cards?
Yes.
Yeah, gift cards. I love it.
Crypto.
Yeah, we followed up on that other item, and we're continuing to follow up on it. It's unclear to me if it's actually related to Cicera or whether that was a...
Well, it's probably someone who saw at least board. I mean, they knew we were all interconnected, and John, if you were also targeted, they got our email addresses from online somehow.
Yes.
Noting that we were...
Yeah, it was an interesting assemblage of publicly available information and some basic AI recognition of relationships between people. But I don't think we actually know the genesis of that. In fact, I'm pretty confident we don't at this point.
Well, and the other thing, since we're discussing it, although it's not on the agenda, the county is also taking very serious steps as to the use of AI by county employees, because a lot of the AI that you subscribe to, you check a box that says they can use whatever information you generate, create for their own purposes to further train right. their AI bot. But the reality yeah. is if you're using AI and creating confidential information, then that's being put out there, which someone else may potentially be able to utilize. And so I don't know if that's a guideline that we're going to be working on to really ensure that within our CSERA structure, we really have very extreme restrictions. I understand Microsoft has a product that you can use that has some security functions that will allow you to utilize some AI, but not have this potential for it being sold on the dark web someday.
I think, you know, it's an excellent point, and I would just say, without being too granular here, that maybe that's something we can add to the discussion yeah. point on our cybersecurity discussion when we have it, because I think it's becoming a serious issue. I know that some of my private clients have taken fairly dramatic steps with their IT side to foreclose the use of company devices to access ChatGPT yeah. and other AI sources. Yeah.
Nationwide pension attorneys forum that we hold twice a year, and policies regarding AI usage was one of the topics.
Oh,
it's something that Christina and I have talked about as well. Systems are taking various approaches from mm-hmm. limiting it. Some are actually very liberal with it and would like it to be used, but placing some restrictions on what type of information you can put out there, because it does then become part of the public domain, so
right.
we can't really put any confidential information on any of the AI, vendors. So, yeah, it is something that's being discussed up and down the state.
Excellent point.
And just to add to that, I also had a meeting with Siegel Consulting because seems like they do everything, but they also write AI policies, and so I've been talking to them about what that would look like, as well as with SON from an IT standpoint of what we can restrict access to.
Excellent. Any other trustee comments? Everybody talked out? All right. Well, thank you all. We stand adjourned, and we'll see you on the 24th.